Welcome. We have our Around the Breakfast Table discussion today, and it is going to be on who can be saved. That's a question that has been brought up to us, or maybe we've been asked, hey, brother, or hey, sister, are you saved? And we may have a questioning look on our mind of, yes, what does that mean? Who can be saved? What do you mean by that? We may have that question, and maybe they have an answer for us. So we thought, let's see what the scripture says about who can be saved. So we have around the breakfast table, would we like to introduce ourselves? I'm Janine.
Hello, this is Linda.
Hello, this is Jean.
Hello, this is Karen.
Well, nice to have you around the breakfast table. And so I'm going to say and ask the question, who can be saved? What do you think about that? What do you have to say about it? What does the scriptures have to say about it?
John 4:14, whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. So the answer is, whoever wants to be saved can be saved.
There was one in Acts 2:21, and it says here that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So it shows that you have to call upon that name. You know, we have to call upon God if we want to be saved. You know, we have to realize that we need help, you know, and we need to ask God that, I need help, God. I just need help. Just give me what I need. I need some faith. I need some trust. I need to believe. I'm feeling so depressed. I'm feeling so hopeless and that. I just need help, God. I don't know what to do, but I do need some help.
Well, in Ezekiel 18:20, it says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So it looks like if we continue in sin, our souls will not have salvation. But in James 1:21, it says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. So if we lay apart that sin, and we receive the engrafted word, that can help save our souls.
Well, this is a familiar scripture that is in John 3:17. It says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So it shows that through Christ, that the world, which apparently needs to be saved, that's all of us, something, as Linda said, our soul, we are a soul. We might not even know that. Our soul needs to be saved. And it says here through Christ that God sent his son to save the soul from death, or save the world. So here is through Christ.
And there is something that Christ brought that can bring salvation to us. And it says in John 1:17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So Christ brought grace and truth, and we need that engrafted word, which is the truth. We need that to become saved, and we need this grace also to be saved.
Also, James 5:20, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save his soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins, so that the souls can be saved from death. If he turns from the error of his way, if he knows that he's going the wrong way, and we show that, you know, that, oh, you're going the wrong way, and let him know that, if he knows that, you know, you can save his soul. And that soul can be turned away and go the right way.
It also says that it's not the beginning of our faith that saves us, but it's the end of our faith, even the saving of our souls. So it looks like there is a process of salvation. It's not an instant salvation. We've always heard that, maybe. Just say Jesus Christ and believe, I believe in Jesus, and that will save us. It's an instant salvation, but it's not the beginning of our faith that saves us. It sounds like, and it is, a process, the end of our faith, even the saving of our souls. So it's a process that we go through that will bring salvation to us. Any other comments about salvation?
Well, Paul said in his letter to the Ephesians, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God." So it will take grace to save us. But there's also scriptures that let us know that, and I'm thinking particularly about this prophecy of the birth of John the Baptist in Luke chapter 1. It says that, he's talking about John the Baptist, "Thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins." Two things here. We need to have knowledge of salvation, what it takes, what it is, how do we become saved, and what do we have to be saved from? Our sins. So we need someone to have that information to share with us so that we can be saved. And Paul addresses this in his letter to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 13 through 15. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace." So we're going to have someone with this knowledge come to us. We're going to have to be ready to hear and understand what they're saying to us. We have to mix our faith with that, with the grace that is being offered, to begin the process of saving our souls from sin. Because there is a scripture in Ephesians that says that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. Paul says you need to do this. You've got to put off, cast out, get away, let go of this old way of thinking, your former conversation, because that's called the old man in the scriptures. It's full of deceitful lust. It's full of lies, full of hurts and hates and greeds and all kinds of things. But we're not going to be able to do that until someone presents us with a way to do that. And we cannot just take one scripture and says, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you're going to be saved. Because there's probably thousands of people that have tried that. God help me, Jesus, I accept you as my Savior and I'm saved. But are they ever free from sin? And that is exactly what we are supposed to be. That's what salvation is, saved from sin. So it's going to take more than just taking one scripture out of the Bible and saying, I'm going to base my belief on this. What we really have to have is someone that can come to us with the knowledge of sin and help us understand all the intricacies of what these evil lusts are, these evil thoughts are that are keeping us in sin. And we can be free from that. That is true. It sure is. But it is not a one-time cup of instant soup, so to speak, that you drink and salvation is yours. Over.
And to go along with that, in James chapter 5:20, it says, let him know. So here's some knowledge that we need, that he which converteth the sinner or sinners from their ways or errors of their ways shall save a soul from death. Again, if we are sinning, we are going to die and our soul will die. We never hear that typically, but that's true, that the wages of sin is death. It's not salvation. It's death. But if we can get converted from the error of our ways, from our sins, then we will be saved, as it says. We'll save a soul from death. Or we could say save a soul from sin. And so there we have that our soul can be saved. But if we get rid of the sin, there's another side of it. It says put on the new man, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. As it also says, till we all come in the unity of the faith unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So here is Christ again being brought up, that was brought into the world by God to save the souls of the world. So here is a process that we can go through to get Christ within you, the hope of glory. So, it sounds like there is a lot of different ideas in the Bible that tells us a lot about salvation. And you can go to our website and listen to who can be saved, what can be saved, if you want more information on the topic, or you can send us an email and we will respond to any other of your questions. So we appreciate you joining us for Around the Breakfast Table discussion today. Hope you have a wonderful week and that you can find out more information on salvation.
Bye, everyone.